Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Al Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Dee Lee, Director of Management and Chief Acquisition Officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security Services at IBM. Dee, given the critical lessons learned in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, how do you envision the role of your office changing within the next 5 to 10 years?
Al, I envision that it will be constantly changing. As we learn more, FEMA and a community, as we learn more of what kind of responses we need to deliver, what works best in various communities, I hope my office will evolve to make sure we have the people, we've hired the right people, we've provided the right information technology support, that we have the right security and facilities, and that we have the right contracts and the right contract structure to support that evolving mission and, you know, our evolving world. So I anticipate that we will always be leaning forward and on the cutting edge to be able to respond to whatever is required of our agency.
As the country's chief emergency response organization, FEMA plays a critical role in the security and safety of the nation. To that end, what steps are being taken to attract and maintain high-quality technical acquisition and procurement workforce? We've talked about some of the other mission priorities, but I'd like to focus specifically in on the technology and the acquisition workforce that you need going forward.
First, FEMA is a great place to work. Think about the mission. Where else can you, upfront, close and personal, really support and make a huge difference in times of people's often greatest need? So what we're trying to do is make sure we recruit those people with that desire for public service and support in mind. And I think one of the things that many of us miss and when we talk about a public sector career is that, you know, the government has changed a lot. We do have a fabulous mission, but we also, for people who have not thought about coming into the government, first mission, obviously, compelling, important, exciting. You know, if you join FEMA, we will send you to places that perhaps you've never been before. We almost guarantee that you'll be able to stay in, base camps or, you know, things that are probably, we're not talking high end, but we're talking really meaningful work. And I think a lot of people don't think about that from a career standpoint. Also, where else can you be a policymaker, a decision maker? You know, FEMA does help, not alone, but in conjunction with the department and our state and our local and our other partners. We, as a community, actually make our public policy for all of us as taxpayers. How do we as taxpayers expect our nation to respond to disaster victims? How much? How long? What kind of housing support? What kind of public assistance support do we give them? So, you know, that is part of the policy making of these decisions. And then, of course, you have to implement these wide-ranging public policies. So government is a great place to either come for the experience and stay for a career or come for the experience, make a huge difference, and move on in your life. So I think what we're trying to do is make sure people realize that they can come, they can do great in interesting work, and then that it's important that we recruit these people and have them come work with FEMA.
I'm always impressed around town, the number of people that I meet that want to make a difference, and they specifically want to be able to make a difference in what they do every day. There are many people listening right now who may want to do that, but also may be thinking, but I don't really know about disaster relief. I don't really know what to do in terms of a disaster. I don't really know things about the primary function of the organization. What does FEMA do to help to be able to train and educate people who do want to make a difference when they join the organization?
Well, certainly we're as a nation, have a lot of curricula now in schools that are actually emergency management. You know, some of our local schools actually have degrees in emergency management, so we would certainly be looking for those people and hoping they're interested in joining us. But for those who don't have an emergency management background, we do have training. We have the Emergency Management Institute out in Emmitsburg that a lot of opportunity for people to go and train. And we also have opportunities for people to bring the skills that they may have albeit they not be specific to emergency. For example, bring your acquisition skills, and we'll make sure that you learn about the specifics of emergency contracting. Bring your human resources skills, and we'll help you learn how our different disaster support cadres or our different categories of people can be hired and trained. Bring your IT skills, and maybe you can work on the nation's emergency communications and interoperability challenges. So the fact that people have skills that they might not think of as unique to emergency management are probably essential to emergency management.
Are there particular skills that are more in demand in FEMA right now?
We have vacancies across the spectrum. I wouldn't say to you, you know, we have more vacancies here than another. We do have vacancies across the spectrum. We have asked for and are hopeful that the Congress will look at positively our 08 budget, which again requests additional people so that FEMA can be a ready and responsive agency. So we have opportunities across the spectrum. Our current organization is response, recovery, mitigation. And so when you think about that, there are people who actually work in the mitigation activity, which is everything from floodplain and flood planning and what is the policy and how do you rebuild in an area or how do you build and make sure that we're mitigated against natural disasters. We have response teams, and as you can imagine, those are the people that immediately hit the ground when a disaster strikes and put in the fundamental responses. And then we have the recovery team. Again, if you look at our budget this year, it's over $3 billion request to continue to with the recovery post Katrina, Rita, and Wilma. So, you know, any of those areas that might appeal to people, and we also have the opportunity for people to move among those communities. So I think there's plenty of opportunity, and I tell you, it is extremely interesting and challenging work.
Dee, we also like to discuss with our guests the topic of the pending government retirement wave. And how that might impact their organization. Can you describe that within FEMA, and specifically how are you handling a potential retirement wave in the next 3 to 4 years?
FEMA's no different than our other federal agencies. You know, we certainly have some, you know, great senior employees who may or may not choose to retire. You know, that's a kind of a misnomer. Everybody thinks everybody's going to retire the date they're eligible, and we all know that that doesn't happen. In fact, I saw some statistic that said that actually retirement date is much more geared to the graduation of your eldest child than it is to your age and years in service. So I don't know if that's true. So we have some people in FEMA that, of course, can choose. But I tell you, I'm encouraged by the people in FEMA that believe so much in what they do that they, you know, they stay beyond a retirement date and they're ready to train new folks. So obviously, if we get these additional new people, which I'm hopeful that will be favorably received in our 08 budget, we certainly will need those people to mentor the new folks. Now, we are looking at all kinds of, as not unique to FEMA or not really unique to the Department of Homeland Security, there's a lot of discussion of how we can make sure that this exodus, if it happens, of people that are eligible to retire, we would like to be able to have retired annuitants come back. Maybe people work on more of a part-time basis. Things that would be appealing to the government employees who have that wealth of experience. Now, at the same time, new people are going to come in with new ideas. And they may say, hey, I've got a great new idea. Let's try this, or let's try this differently, or let's try something different. So we want to make sure that new people know that they and their ideas are welcome at FEMA. And I think a combination of both will do quite well.
Dee, you've had 31 very successful years in government. What advice?
Started very young.
What advice would you give to a person who's considering a career in public service, whether in federal government or someplace else?
I would say come now.
Come now.
Come now. The opportunities abound. I do want to say, I think I mentioned it a little bit earlier, it says, you know, come for the experience. If you want to stay for a career, that's wonderful. But you don't have to. There are no handcuffs here. You know, come and start. We should be one of the best places to launch a career in this nation where people come and say, I want to learn about public policy. I want to learn how that works. I want to make a difference. Again, I read that particularly people coming out of college or beginning of their career are saying, I want to have a job that makes a difference. Jobs at FEMA, at the Department of Homeland Security, make a difference. You get a tremendous amount of responsibility early in their career. I like to tell my acquisition folks, I said, show me another place, show me industry where you can go and after just a few years sign a multi-$100 million contract. These are responsibilities and opportunities that you can have as a government employee. You can travel the world. I have literally been around the world in my career. And so those are fabulous opportunities. Like I said, come for the experience and perhaps stay for a career.
That's fantastic, and I love the energy. Unfortunately, will have to be our last question. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Dave and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across all the roles that you've held in the federal government.
Well, thank you very, very much. Once again, we're recruiting, FEMA.gov. Would like to see some people join us, and I really do appreciate the time, and I certainly hope that we've serve our nation well and our disaster victims well as we continue to develop on new FEMA and opportunities.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dee Lee, Director of Management and Chief Acquisition Officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.